Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hello and welcome to episode 137 of the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and today I want you to be a part of the Facebook Live series that I'm just about wrapping up in our Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire. If you're not a part of that group, you need to head on over there because it's filled with over 800 amazing female entrepreneurs looking to build their empires. This week, I jumped on live every morning and did a series called She Motivates, and today is day 5. So you can go to shesbuildingherempire.club and get in the group. Today's topic I'm extremely passionate about, and it's one of the things that I really attribute for the success of my companies. All right, if you're ready, let's get ready to go live. Good morning, everybody. Super, super excited to be wrapping up day 5 with you in the She Motivates series. Today's topic is going to be about giving value to your customers. I want to address the phrase under promise and over deliver and why that can sometimes backfire. Now, I thought about including this topic today because recently I launched my Profit Mastermind. And after I did the Plan to Profit Challenge, and then all of a sudden I announced the She Motivates series, I had people asking me, so what are you going to pitch at the end? Like they wanted to be prepared. And the answer here is nothing. I have absolutely zero things to offer you today, nothing to pitch, nothing to sell. And the series was really just about giving value. Now, here's one thing that I really, really hate doing, or hate seeing, I should say. When you go, you know, you're following somebody, they're kind of MIA for a while, all of a sudden they jump on, they're doing things, and all of a sudden you realize that they're not MIA any longer because they're going to sell you something. The cart closes and all of a sudden they're back, you know, they've disappeared. And I didn't want that to be the case with what I was doing specifically with my Plan to Profit Challenge, with the Profit Mastermind. I didn't want to feel like people thought I jumped in and I jumped out. I really, really wanted to give that value. So I didn't want that to be the case here. And that was the reason that I did this extra series. Now, one of the really great books that I recommend you reading about giving value is by Gary Vaynerchuk. It's called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And I think a lot of us, the whole point behind this is it's give value, give value, give value, sell something. And I think a lot of us will give value, sell something, give value, sell something. And sometimes it's not even that good. Sometimes it's just sell, sell, sell. And you feel like you're constantly being pitched. So I think it's a really great strategy for you to be using in your business. So definitely check out his book. Now, one of the things that I love to do is give value to potential clients. Because I always say, just because they're not a client right now, it's not a no, it's just a not right now. There are so many people that I could tell wanted to be a part of the Profit Mastermind, but it just wasn't the right time for them. And they would message me or say, the next time, like I'm saving up everything I have so that next time I can be in this group. And I think that's super, super important to realize that your potential clients are out there and you need to be showing them and giving value. People always question, how can you be giving so much free content? You seem like you're everywhere. You're doing everything. Like they're so confused how that's possible. But I want you to understand that that's a part of it. You want people to see how much value you're giving them. You want them to look at what you're doing and say, well, if this is free, can you imagine what it's like when you're a paid client, right? So it's something I really, really want you to think about. Now, with that said, I'm going to give you a couple examples. I love to do bonuses and I love to have people go, wow, this is incredible. But what I really like even more than that is I like to give bonuses that people don't know about. So one of the things that I did after I closed the Profit Mastermind was I had told all of the members in the group that they're getting a private one-on-one phone call with me for 60 minutes, which is a really huge value. But I didn't tell anybody that. I wanted them to honestly go, oh my goodness, this is so cool. Like, I can't believe she's doing this, because they were already excited about it. I wanted them to be more excited. So I love the surprise bonuses that people are not aware of. We do that in all of my businesses. And it's super important because you want people to be blown away. I mean, it's the wow factor. That absolutely is what I'm talking about. Now, I have a couple things going on. And one of the programs that I'm doing that's already in session is this program where we jump on weekly calls. And I gave them something yesterday that definitely blew some of their minds. And one of the people in the group, Anne Marie, actually said, like, this is why I signed up for this program. This week alone is worth the value of the cost. And for me, That is what I'm dying to hear, right? That is what I'm doing all of this for somebody to say, wow, like this is so incredible. This is so, and it's so funny because I am not the person that needs compliments. Like I don't need to hear, I should say compliments about myself, right? I don't need to hear that I'm like, that I look good or that I, you know, anything like that. I do not need to hear it. But in business, it's crazy because I'm the opposite. I love to hear that people are loving this or loving that because it motivates me, right? It makes me go, this is why I'm doing this. These people are why I'm doing this. I want them to get so much value out of it. So it's kind of crazy how you don't need it personally, but in business, you do. You're kind of craving it. So with that said, we do in my business, I have in my brick and mortar, I have this document called We Give You More. And what it is, it's basically bragging about all of the things we're going to give you that nobody else is doing, right? So it's a very strategic piece of paper, but it's out in the public, right? So my competitors can see that piece of paper and they know what I'm doing specifically. So it's really, really easy for them to take that and just be, you know, copy me, right? So we do a lot of surprise bonuses, not only because we don't want our competitors to see, but because we want our people to go, this is so cool. I cannot believe she's doing this. So I do think that it's super important to have these like super secret little bonuses because of that reason alone. You know, when you're competing against somebody and, you know, people are comparing you, they're looking at you and they're looking at them and they're going, well, they do this and they do that. So they're going to make sure that that's something they compare. Also, just because somebody picks you right now doesn't mean they're going to, you know, not try out your competitor at a later date. And when that happens, I want my person to go, oh my goodness, I'm going back to Stacy's place. Like she does way more. She goes above and beyond. I want them to feel that. So just something to keep in mind. Now I'll use my brick and mortar as an example, but I'm doing this in all of my businesses. Now with that said, I want you to be blown away. So one of the things that we do in my brick and mortar, I have two performing arts academies in the Milwaukee area. So with that said, we do this end of the year pool party and really it's the end of August. So it's kind of like a back to school type thing. So I rent out a huge like Milwaukee County water park and it's a place that you would typically take your kids and you would pay to go there. We rent the entire place out. It's a private party and people come in and it's so amazing when they go, okay, so how much is this? Where do I pay? I love when people think it's so good that they're paying for it, but it's actually free. So that's one of my favorite things to do. It's so crazy because it's not that it's something that costs so much money, but it's just like the value, the wow, they thought to do this. And it's very thoughtful when you're talking to children, right? They love that they can come in to a water park and it's this perceived value. So for them, it might cost $12 a person. Well, if you've got four people in your family, five people in your family, you're spending minimum $50, right? So for them, it's this perceived value of, wow, she's paying for all of us. But really, it's a value where I'm paying a flat fee. So it's not nearly as costing as much as they perceive it in their mind. And I love, love, love doing things that have perceived value. You know, when you can, we do a couple things where we have like, you know, this come in and you get this free $30 gift. Well, yes, it's a $30 gift we could sell, but it might have only cost me $15 or $10 to actually do. So when you can give value and have this perceived value be much, much higher, that's when you're going to kind of strike gold here. Because if you hand out a $25 gift card, they know you paid $25 for it, right? That's the perceived value. That's what it costs. And you're kind of breaking even on there. So I want you to be thinking about what can you give to somebody? So maybe you sell on Etsy, right? And they purchase something and it's $25. If you could throw in a little, like sometimes you go places and they throw in these little samples or something that's complimentary that maybe you didn't even know they offered. And now all of a sudden you see it and you're like, oh, I want to buy that next time, right? So there's still this perceived value that you just gave them something worth $10. Maybe it costs you a dollar to throw that in there. So I want you today to really, really be thinking about what else you could be doing for your customers to actually say, wow, I can't believe they're doing this. I can't believe they offer this. And now the wow factor has to come at all different stages in your business. So what I mean by that is we have a wow factor when you call just to get more information. We have a wow factor when you come in the door to try out a sample class. We do something that when you leave the sample class, I mean, we are wowing them every single step of the way. But that's the point, right? And now here's the thing. You can't just wow them when you're kind of reeling them in, right? You're like, you've got this amazing bait. You're like the fisherman trying to reel them in and all of a sudden you get them, you hook them. And now it's like, okay, see you later. Thanks, right? You can't do that. You have to make sure that the wows keep coming as they're paying. And here's the thing. If you can wow them when they're not even a paying customer, you can exceed their expectations when they actually are paying you and they have that, you have that money to do special things for them. So with that said, when you charge premium prices, you have extra money to make sure that you can invest back in your people. And they love that, right? I love being treated well when I'm going to a specific business. Even if I'm paying top dollar, that's why I'm paying top dollar, because I know that I'm going to get this level of service when I do so. So I hope this is kind of getting you thinking here. What else can you be doing? How can you be serving? I think it's important to not just think about your current people or the opposite and think about people that aren't yet your customers. I like to wow both sides of them. And yes, you need to make sure you're wowing your paid people more, right? You need to be, I hate when people are so, like I do so many of these little free events where, I shouldn't say little, I mean the last event we had like 400 people show up in our brick and mortar physical location. And there were a lot of people there that were new clients, that I shouldn't say new, they're just, they're not even clients yet. They're just part of the community. They don't know about us. They're coming in. And then we also have people that they are paying clients. And sometimes people go, but why do you want the current people to come? Why would you try to spend all this money when you already have their money? And that's the point, is you can't treat the potential clients better than your current clients, right? Your current people are going to see that. They're going to get upset and they're going to go, why would I even bother? And then you want your current, you want the potential clients to look at this and go, this is amazing. Look at the value I'm getting, but look what she's doing right now with her paid clients. Look at what they're getting because they're a member or because they're, you know, they're working with her, getting that product, that program, that service. So it's important to do both sides, but you can't forget about your paid clients either. I always talk about the bathtub. I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but it's good to say it again. So you picture the bathtub and everybody wants more water. They want more customers coming in to the bathtub. But if the drain is open, you're losing your paying clients. And it's so much easier to shut that drain and get your act together and really make sure that your current clients are getting the value. Because when that happens, that's when the bathtub's going to start to fill up, right? Otherwise, you're just filling it up, but it's also leaving at the same time. So really, really important. And I hope that that kind of gives you some things to think about today. So I hope that makes you take a step back and really figure out, are you serving your customers the way that you should be? And what can you do to deliver value today? So I brought up this phrase of you under promise and then you over deliver and why that can backfire. So somebody had recently told me, oh, this is my model. This is what I do. And she said, so typically it takes us about 6 weeks to get you something, but we tell our people 8 weeks and then we always do it in 6 weeks. So they get really, really excited. But what I want to tell you with that is I have companies that do that all the time. You know, it's a week to get you your stuff, but it comes like 2 days. Well, when you keep doing that, they start to expect it. So they know that when you say it's 6 weeks or 8 weeks, they know it's happening in 6 weeks. And all of a sudden, you say 8 weeks, it comes in seven. You think you're still under promising and you're over delivering, but the level of expectation, which we talked about a few days ago, the level of expectation is there. And they are expecting you to really over deliver here. So you have to be really, really careful. I don't believe in, you know, pushing things back so it makes you look better. I want you to actually go above and beyond and make this work. Now, I like to go above and beyond in mistakes too. And that's a really, really big one because I think that really shows your true colors when you make a mistake. Because when things are great, they're great. But when you mess up, that's when something happens. So you've had this happen, right? You go to a restaurant, they mess up your order. You're kind of like hoping, fingers crossed, your meal's paid for or something's happening or they're going to quickly do it, right? But like, what's going to make you stand out? Because they're already expecting you to do that. They're expecting your meal is going to be comp because they messed it up. So a couple things that we do in my business specifically, and I give my, because I'm not in my brick and mortar, right? So I give my receptionist, my front desk, my managers permission and the, I guess, the authority to do this, right? So when they mess up, or when it's our fault, right? It doesn't matter who it is. It might not be the receptionist's fault, but it still has to be something she covers. The receptionist is able to give a specific credit back to them, right? So they have a specific amount that we've set aside. I think it's $100. So they have $100 where they can go and say, okay, I'm so sorry this happened. Let me credit your account this much money. So it's like it's a credit to use in the future, but they don't have authority to actually reimburse. Now, if it gets to the point where no, something should be reimbursed here, then the manager, it kind of jumps to the manager, and the manager actually has authority to reimburse up to $100. If it's something really kind of, we really messed up and this is more than that, it does go to the general manager. The general manager has complete authority to do whatever she needs to do to make this person happy. Because if she doesn't, guess what? I'm the next person they're coming to, and I don't want to have to deal with somebody that's already complained to 3 different levels of people. That's going to be the worst phone call ever. So I want them, my general manager knows, you do whatever you need to do to make them leave going, this is really amazing. I can't believe they did this. And my goal is for somebody to say, wow, you don't need to do this. Like, that is what I want to hear. If I don't hear that sentence, I know we didn't over deliver, right? So it's okay to make mistakes. You will make mistakes in your business. It's how you handle those mistakes that are really going to make your customers go, this is the company. I mean, have you ever had a mistake happen to you where when they handled it, you're thinking, I am never going anywhere else. Look at what they just did. Like, this is crazy. I can't believe they're doing this for me, right? Or you've had a mistake happen. They handle it so poorly and you're like, I will never go back there ever again. Ever, no matter what. So I think that's something, and you're all going, yeah, that's me, absolutely, right? So if that's what you're saying, that's what your customers are saying. And I really, really want you to think about that coming up, because it's about wowing them in all areas of your business. No matter what stage it is, they want to be wowed. They want to think like you are the best thing out there, and they would be foolish to go anywhere else, right? Now, today, how can you over-deliver without under-promising? What can you do to make this happen? Now, if you want to hear the Q&A session after this Facebook Live, make sure you go to over to shesbuildingherempire.club and get in the group. You'll find tons of live video trainings over there, and of course, 800 phenomenal female entrepreneurs looking to collaborate, show support, and share amazing resources. Thanks for listening today, and I will see you over in the Facebook group.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.